Fat Manhattan stood toe-to-toe with Alaric Mack outside the expensive, elegant restaurant. Luckily, there was not a big crowd today at Grandy's. He had never been more angry. In fact, he was beside himself, which is really hard if you don't have a clone. "You did what?" he shouted at Mack. "What in God's name were you thinking?"
"Hey, chill out, dog," the flamboyant lawyer replied. "I'm just doing what I was told to do."
Fat's tone lowered. "You didn't kill her, did you?" Alaric Mack shuffled his feet, checked his watch, adjusted his collar, and searched for the right words. For once in his life, he was speechless, like the great Helen Keller. Finally, he spoke.
"Oh, yeah, bro," Mack said. "She dead. She deader than a Utah topless bar on a Sunday night."
Meanwhile, Chase was putting his plan into action at the jailhouse. After calling Rebecca, he had thought long and hard about how to get himself out. He thought about feigning a sickness to get into the infirmary, then overpowering a nurse and jumping out the window. He thought about making a racket in his cell, enticing a guard to see what was happening, then knock the guard out, switch clothes with him, and sneak out that way. He thought about digging a hole through the 20-inch cement wall with his nail clippers. Then he came up with the most brilliant plan of all. When Chase was arraigned on 2 counts of first-degree murder, the judge set bail at $1 million. Chase went to his cot and lifted up the smelly old mattress and pulled out an envelope containing exactly $1 million.
"Guard! Guard!"
he yelled. The guard arrived. "Deliver this to the warden," Chase demanded, "and let me out of this stinking joint."